Hello, I'm Hope McMath, director of the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens in Jacksonville, Florida. If this is your first time listening, you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. It's easy to find. Just search Kummer Museum in the iTunes store. You can also find a link to all podcasts on our blog at blog.kummer.org/podcast.
Welcome to the Garden Touch Tour at the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens. My name is Sylvia Romero, Associate Director of Education at the museum. If you need to use the ramp, continue all the way to the left along the path. The ramp will guide you down to the river. The two-acre garden is divided into the upper tier closest to the building, the lower tier or the lower lawn closer to the river, the Italian garden on your left, and the English garden on your right. You can press pause at any time to find the right garden stop at your own pace. Then press play again when you're ready. We're going to begin with a brief summary of Kummer history in the upper tier. The Kummers came from a long line of lumber barons whose business interests began in Canada before branching out to Michigan, Virginia, and Florida. While attending the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, Arthur Kummer met Nina Mae Holden, a bright and energetic young woman from Michigan City, Indiana. Nina was one of the few women attending the University of Michigan, where she studied languages. After their marriage in 1897, the couple joined Arthur's parents, Wellington and Ada, and his brother, Waldo, and his wife, Clara, in Jacksonville. Here they not only began to set up organizations for relief and volunteer work, but they began to create a magnificent and well-known garden. Press pause now and walk to your left towards the live oak tree. The Quercus virginiana is a highlight in the Kummer's Italian garden. Can you feel how large the tree's trunk is? Its branches span approximately 150 feet wide, and the tree is estimated to be between 175 and 200 years old. The Kummers enjoyed the shade and beauty of this tree for many years. Please press pause now and walk back along the path towards the center of the top tier, stopping at the sculpture. Now you're in front of the bronze sculpture, Diana of the Hunt, created by Anna Hyatt Huntington, centrally located on the top tier of the garden. It is raised on top of a stone pedestal, which is almost 3 feet high. Feel the musculature of the legs of Diana and imagine creating such detail in metal. Beyond the sculpture, there are stairs that lead you onto the lower tier. Please press pause now and head down the path to your right, then take a left on the last pathway. Here you'll find the English Tea Garden. The Tea Garden in the English Garden was the site of many an afternoon tea party for Mrs. Kummer. This is also where Mrs. Kummer shared her gardening expertise with friends. Those gatherings evolved into the first meeting of the Garden Club of Florida in 1922. There are barrel chairs located here for visitors to enjoy sitting in the shade. Please press pause now and head down the path, then to your left, to the center of the English Garden. Here you'll find the English Garden Fountain. The English Garden Fountain is about 4 feet in circumference and is typical of a traditional English garden ornament. The bowl of the fountain in the English garden is created with mosaic pieces of stone which form different animal shapes. Mosaic is a technique created by putting together multiple pieces of stone, glass, or other material to form a picture. In the fountain's center, there are two putti, or cherubs, holding a goose between them whose beak provides the flowing stream into the fountain's bowl. Press pause now and continue towards the river straight ahead. If you continue straight down the path to the far southeast corner of the Kummer Garden, you'll be right under the wisteria arbor. Notice the thick, solid vines that hang down and curl under the arbor above. In the spring, the arbor bears dozens of fuzzy seed pods that bloom into grape-like clusters of fragrant purple flowers. Now the St. John's River is directly ahead. As the longest river in Florida, the St. John's River is 310 miles long. It has a very slow flow rate at a third of a mile per hour. It's also among a small number of rivers in the United States to run north. Numerous lakes are formed by the river or flow into it, and the widest point is 3 miles across. On windy days, the river's waves splash over the bulkhead. If you smell salt, it's because this far north, the river's salinity level is much higher. Surprisingly, you will sometimes find jellyfish and other brine-loving creatures that dwell here. Press pause now and continue to the left on the brick path for about 30 steps. Now you're in the lower lawn. The lower lawn was originally a putting green, which was a gift from Mrs. Cummer to her husband. It is heralded as one of the first private putting greens in Florida, probably constructed during the first decade of the 20th century. Organizations such as the Children's Home Society were the beneficiaries of Mr. and Mrs. Cummer's philanthropic activities. The Cummer Gardens were often the site of carnivals for children, afternoon teas, and receptions for the Jacksonville community. Please press pause now and continue north or straight on the brick paths towards the Italian garden fountain. You'll be able to hear the fountain pouring. The fountain has been restored but maintains the same style and characteristics of the original fountain design for the Cummers. Press pause now and continue straight on the path along the river until you arrive at a flower bed in the corner. There is also a table and chairs set up here. Smell the fragrant rosemary that is growing about 18 inches from the ground. Together, the Italian and the English gardens are approximately 250 feet long along the river. Press pause now and go back on the brick path along the river for about 20 steps. Then turn right and follow the path towards the museum. Further down the brick path on your left side, you can locate the gargoyle nestled under a horizontal live oak branch. The concept of the gargoyle has been historically misconstrued as a frightening monster, but actually the purpose of these sculptures was originally to ward off evil spirits from a certain location during the 13th century. The winding paths through the garden lead you to lush plant life and sculptures, including the gargoyle, a rabbit, a lion, and others. Please press pause now to continue on the brick path. During the year, and along the path on either side, you can find a variety of rose bushes. Which ones are the most sweet-smelling to you? Press pause now and make your way to the right, up the first flight of the Italian garden steps, and then turn to face the river. From this perspective, the symmetry of the Italian garden is in plain view with a reflecting pool, cypress trees, and brick pathways on either side of the fountain. This is where Mrs. Cummer's needlepoint sketches were created as the premise for her work, which she completed in 1947. The needlepoint is framed and exhibited in the museum's Tudor Room and is approximately 18 inches high and 28 inches wide. Please press pause now, continue up the steps, and turn towards the right. Beyond the gate is the Olmsted Garden, which is an ongoing restoration project. In 1931, Waldo and Clara Cummer hired the Olmsted firm to redesign their property and incorporate the land acquired from Ada's estate. Although much of this work was destroyed by subsequent construction, A significant riverfront fragment of this garden remains. William Lyman Phillips of the Olmsted Brothers firm designed this area, bringing together those plants and trees most appropriate to the site. This outer fragment was acquired by the museum in 1992 and is presently being restored using the original plans of the Olmsted firm. The museum hopes to open the space to the public in the fall of 2013. The Olmsted Garden is 200 feet long by the river's edge. This is the end of the tour, but keep on exploring. There is so much beauty to discover in the Cummer Gardens. You can also continue to explore the gardens at home by visiting our garden website at gardens.cummer.org or find out what's blooming on our blog at blog.cummer.org. Thank you for visiting today.